This is the Saucy Picks Podcast.
Saucy Picks Podcast. It's your boy Al Green. No, I'm just kidding. It's your boy Alex. What's up, Mark? Fred, how's it going?
Al Green, this
Al
pseudonym,
Green.
Huh?
Al Green.
Yo, Fred, Mark and I balled today, bro. Where the fuck were you?
Dude, I was just telling Mark, I rolled my shit last Sunday, dude. I know.
What
it's
shoes
like
are you
super
rocking?
Swollen. Hyper Dunks, Lows. I always wear Lows, but.
Yeah, why do you wear Lows?
Dude, because I got to be quick with it, man.
I'm quick with it.
I can't do Lows.
I wear high tops.
Yeah, you wear the LeBrons. I don't drop 220 on any shoe, dude, unless I'm going to resell it.
Bro, they fucking last like 4 years if all you do is wear them.
Let's
indoor.
Be honest, though, dude. Alex, you're bougie. You don't have no fucking kicks for 4 years, dude. You'd be buying new ones every few months.
Okay, look. I got those LeBrons two Christmases ago. So they're going on 2 years. They're still pristine. But then again, I'm only balling. I don't know how much you're balling. I ball maybe like once a week.
Yeah, I play like four times a week.
Yeah.
So, like, to Fred's point, though, you didn't really wear the LeBrons today, did you?
I wore the Kobe 9 Elites high tops. Fucking brand.
That's my point.
Brand new, fresh out the box.
See? So, that's my point. I mean, it's just, it's not something I choose to spend. I've never been a big money spender on shoes that I'm going to ball in.
Really?
But, yeah.
The
good
like,
thing
I have
is
a couple boots that I spent, you know, some good money on, some nice dress shoes. Everything else is just like Vans, Nikes, whatever. And then like my basketball shoes are like my big ticket shoes.
Yeah. I spend money on shoes or clothes that I'm going to buy to resell. Very rarely do I wear them. I just like to collect them. But I did score a shitload of Vineyard Vines. You guys know what Vineyard Vines is? It's like this. Hamptons like preppy shit, but they did a collaboration with Target, dude. Stuff selling for like $2 to $20, shirts, sweaters, this, that, the other. Usually this shit sells for like $150. So it's going online for like three times as much, dude. So I went and spent $3,000 at Target today.
What?
Yeah, dude. I've sold four pieces for $150, dude. And it's like, it's profit, so it's pretty solid off little $5-$10 shit, dude.
What?
Wow, dude. Fred's in that flip game,
dude,
son.
That's culture right, tie that he brings, though. Like, dude, who the fuck knows what Vineyard Vines are? This guy's over at Target spending $3,000 on fucking socks. Like, what the fuck? He got a $5
napkins,
t-shirt,
dude,
just flipped
beach
it for
balls.
$50. Like,
that's right, baby. I'm
dude,
out here.
Fred does have his like finger on the pulse of like so much pop culture.
It's
shit.
That and like right, something baby. Else that cannot be named. I mean, this guy literally bought like 500 fucking mason jars from some lady and a fucking broken down BMW. Like what? For $100 or something?
That's right, babe. Yeah, 400 for the car and 400, 300 cookie jars.
Cookie jars.
I'm gonna clean God up, bitch. Damn. Hey, they're ceramic from the 50s,
if
baby.
There's a dollar to be made. You best be known. Fred knows about it.
That's right. Oh yes.
How do you know about this Target Vineyard Vines collab? Like, how did you find out about it?
Twitter.
Wow.
Twitter.
That's where it all starts. Gets...
That's right. I got the. I got the resellers on Twitter just hitting me saying, hey, dude, hit up your local Target. I bought 800 yesterday, and I was like, dude, I've sold like three units already in like an hour. Fuck it. I'm going there tomorrow morning when it opens and cleaning them out.
Wow.
I bought everything they had. I asked if I could have the advertisements, like these 8x10 or like 4 foot. Like by 2 foot cardboard cutouts, and they said no. They got to send them back. But I was like, dude, I'll pay you for them. No,
like,
they said no.
Dude, you just gotta hit up an employee and be like, yo, are you closing tonight? Take that home with you.
I know. The problem is Target has like security. I was up in Paso, and it's kind of a shadier, like location. Anyway,
kind of just blew my mind right there.
Yeah, that was a good way to come into this. I mean,
I always got to be fucking making some dough, dude. You got to have a side hustle, man.
Are you keeping some of the clothes for yourself? I mean, are they stylish?
Fuck no. Dude, I bought toddler onesies, dude. I bought cutlery. I bought the most I'm looking at a fucking outdoor pillow with
are
a whale.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This shit was $20, dude. I get
no
64.
Way.
Wow.
So what?
Dude, that's amazing.
So what were you doing all afternoon? Dude. Fucking so taking pictures packed? And posting it online?
That's right, dude. I've only got about a tenth of my inventory on eBay right now.
Holy shit. What's your time frame for selling all this estimated?
I have none because I'm just going to pay off the credit card and just fucking I'll have it when it all hits, I'll have a nice chunk in my PayPal.
Wow. Wow, I'm actually kind of speechless. In shock right now. A fucking toddler onesie?
Yeah, dude, that shit was not $8. I could probably get at least 30 for it.
Oh my god. Mark, what do you make of this? I mean, are you going to buy a onesie for your future baby or what?
Mark, I'll let you have it at retail if you want it.
Ooh. Oh. Hooking it up.
You want your baby rolling around in $34 shit or what?
Well, considering I have no idea what it even was, I'm going to go with a no on that one.
Well,
your loss.
Hey, I offered. I'm not going to offer dude. Again.
Fred has like every hustle in the book, dude.
Except the weed. I don't be selling the weed.
You don't be selling the weed?
Legal.
You guys see that? Hey, do you guys ever Stephen see that A Stephen A? Yeah. The weed?
Yeah. He always does that shit, dude.
That's like his new catch line.
Have you seen the compilation, though?
Yeah.
Mark?
I'm just kind of in shock of how you said compilation, dude.
Compilation.
Is there an E after the L? Bro.
It's compilation.
Compilation.
You said that so fucking weird, I didn't even know how to respond.
I was like, go ahead, Mark.
Both of you guys can eat shit.
Yes, I've seen the I've seen the compilation. That's funny. Someone just got busted for weed. Like,
yeah.
Russell, D'Angelo Russell, I think.
Yes, at the airport. Stupid fuck.
He like, yeah, he took like an extra day. Stephen A. took like an extra day, and then the next day, like, did his little weed.
Yeah.
Cause you can't stay off the weed. Yeah.
Anyway.
So what do we got? Let's hear some.
We got. Is there any? Dude, it's gonna be a repeat of last episode. Just talking NBA playoffs. That's kind of the.
Well, me telling you guys suck my cock. Easiest $20 I ever made on the Bucks.
Yeah.
First of all,
gotta give it to you there.
The Raptors. Bucks, dude. Bucks didn't have it in the gas tank tonight.
They were gassed. They were totally gassed. Question though. Here's what everybody wants to hear. Do the Raptors have a chance? Obviously, they're going to make this a series. But can they come back and win this?
The problem is for the Raptors is that Kawhi has some sort of a knee issue. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah. He came. He's had this lingering issue all year. And then today he went up for a layup and he's like hobbling. But, I mean, I don't really – take too much away from the game. Gasol hitting 4 threes. Siakam played really well and Powell played really well. If they can do that, sure, they'll make it a series. But, I mean, dude, like, the Bucks are just so well-rounded. George Hill and Brogdon have 44 between the two. Giannis only scores 12, but he has 23 boards tonight. Like, that's an off night for Giannis.
You can't keep a freak out of the game every single which way.
Right.
You may be able to stop him from driving, but, dude, he's going to do something.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think the Raptors, they can probably win another one, probably the next game. But if it went 7, I'd be kind of surprised.
So here's what I took away from. So tonight's game went to double OT.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I took away from the game is, at the end of the game, the Bucks don't really have a go-to guy. Chris Middleton put up that – he jacked up that three in traffic. I hated that with like 7 seconds left. Luckily, he got that layup and got his own rebound. That was kind of lucky. Very they played lucky. Really good defense on that. But they don't have a guy. Middleton's
and then he got
–
in double OT, he got ripped by Kawhi.
Yeah.
Which pretty much sealed the deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean – either way, either team wins, great, good for them. You're going to run into the Warriors, who I saw, I don't know if you guys follow Ramona Shelburne online. She posted something about the Warriors kind of being like a tidal wave, or a riptide, where you're just kind of splashing around, having a good time, and then boom, all of a sudden you're sucked underneath and you're fucking floating down the river. It's like, when is this going to stop? It's like an onslaught and you're just fucked. And I was like, damn, that's a really good analogy.
I texted my buddy Christian, same thing. They were down, what were they down, like 14, 15 in the second quarter? I texted Christian. I was like, dude, bet the money line right now on Warriors. It's like they're never out of it.
No.
They're never out of it.
Especially in
the way that Clay's
Portland.
Been playing. Yeah. I mean, Clay, even Curry's been starting to heat up.
Curry's been smashing.
They're in trouble, bro. And Portland's problem is, I mean, we talked about this. We said they were going to get swept. We all agreed. And their problem, they don't have that big man.
Dude, they've been up 17 and like 15 or maybe 17 again, back-to-back games, and just gotten smacked around. And it's like they're playing so slow and just kind of waiting for the, like, I guess, the riptide or the rip current. You know, just like, dude. With the way Steph and that the X factor this series is Draymond. Have you guys been watching the way Draymond's been playing, blocking shots, dude? He's like
screening rolls,
unbelievable, dude.
Talk a little bit. So I was at graduation yesterday, so I didn't get to watch the game. But tell me how Draymond played yesterday, because I was hearing a lot about it.
Alex, did you watch the game?
Go ahead.
Yeah, dude, Draymond's he's blocking shots, like closing out on threes, rebounding the shit out of the ball and pushing it in transition. And when he does that, they're almost unguardable because you're counting on either Steph or like Quinn Cook or somebody like that to have the ball. But Draymond makes all the right passes, Michigan State product, so he's very smart with the ball, makes the right decision every time. Steph said after the game, it's like he has eight eyes. Like, dude, for a 6'8", like power, small, whatever, he's kind of like magic in a way, not with his scoring, but with everything else he does. He does everything else right. Like, and he after the game, he was like, man, you know, I kind of got away from who I am as a basketball player, like looking at the refs and cussing at the refs and complaining about the fouls. I just want to get back to basketball. That's what got me here. And I'm disgusted when I play like that, and I'd be disgusted watching it. So I'm going to stop doing that. And I mean, dude, you're in trouble.
I really like that quote.
Yeah.
The biggest thing for me with Draymond, and it's been something they've done only in the playoffs. They didn't even do this all season long. They just, like I said, they relied on Durant, and I think they're a much better team without Durant. I'd be bummed to see Durant come back as a Warriors fan, to be honest. I think we're so much better. I think we should keep Klay, Draymond, Iguodala, Curry, and just fucking rotate whoever else in there. But the biggest difference for me is, I mean, Mark, you see it when we play pickup basketball today, how effective screen and rolls can open up other shit. And Draymond, in the last couple games, particularly the last one that came down to the wire, the last couple dimes down the floor, he's setting an amazing screen. He's rolling. He's holding his guy. He rolls, has the open layup. The other guy bites on him. He throws the alley-oop to Looney. And then on the next one, the guy stays back, and he just fucking lays it in. It's like if they don't guard and press up on Curry on that, Draymond's covered and Curry has an open three. Yeah, it opens up, you know, it just with guys like Thompson and Curry, that makes a world of a difference. And I didn't see, and you don't see a lot of that when they have Durant on the court. You just don't.
It's more
they
of
may
like,
do it, but they don't use it. Yeah. Like they don't use it.
It's more of a, I think the best, it's more of a juggernaut, obviously, with Durant. It's like one of the best teams we've ever seen, but this team's a lot more potent, and what they do, it's a lot more crisp because they have to be. And when they're playing like that, it's unstoppable. Like, you know, you're going to lose with Durant on the floor. Without him, there might be a glimmer of hope, and then Steph goes and rattles off three in a row, and it's like, oh shit. But so that's the when you say, Mark, that neither team, or I mean, I don't think either team, Kawhi can get you a bucket, but I don't know. Give me Iguodala on anybody in the East, and he's going to rip that like he did for Dame in game two.
Yeah. You know? Great yeah. defense.
So the series is
I tried to over. Send Iguodala a direct message on Instagram. He never replied. Iggy, if you're listening, fuck you, dog.
It's messed up, dude.
Dude, I saw him on CNBC talking about how he's like trying to get into the investment world, and I hit him up like, yo, we can fucking help you, bro.
Yo, bro, I got some bitcoins to sell you, bro.
Stop. Stop.
That's
how crazy, Mark, is it, though, that my dad can be so accurate with something like Bitcoin and not know anything about it? Just goes to show how much like charting and technical analysis can make you money on a short-term basis on anything.
What happened? What's with Bitcoin?
I don't know, like a month and a half ago or 2 months ago, my dad wrote in our morning newsletter, because we write an investment report, and he was basically saying like it's a good time to be buying this ETF that tracks the whole cryptocurrency space. And over the last month, I mean, what happened last week, Mark? Like a big-ass run-up, right?
It's actually been going up pretty consistently over the last
month.
Is
it over four yet?
Yeah.
It's at 8.
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So my dad, like, called it, like, right before it started running. I mean, I didn't pay any mind to it. I texted Mark, see if he did, and of course he didn't.
I don't want to
remember
get,
it though.
Yeah, I remember it for sure. I just don't want to get over allocated in Bitcoin, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So back to NBA. You know, I know we just talked about what kind of happened. But how do you guys see this? Do you see Golden State sweep?
Well, Vegas had Golden State at +2 for yesterday's game. For tomorrow's game, they're -3.5. So they think there's going to be some, probably a sweep. You know, 3.5 could go either way, really. But, they think there's a drastic change. And then Milwaukee has pretty much been the favorite the whole time. And, again, they're -2.5 for Tuesday's game.
So, with the Golden State, do you like betting the closeout game of like this? Because
on the road?
They might be able to steal one and it doesn't matter much, right?
Yeah.
Or they've just given up. And
the thing is that Draymond came out and said it too, and he's kind of like the voice of that team. He's always been that, saying that they do want to sweep them. And obviously you always want to sweep them, but especially because Kevin is out and they need him healthy. They want him healthy. They're the better version of themselves when he's not there, but they're the best team when he's there. Let's just face it. They have to be crisp and they have to all play really, really high level.
I feel
like
those two statements are contradictory.
No.
Like, how could they be the best team with him, but the best version of themselves without him?
Because you can, it's like, you don't have, when you have.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. It's hard for me to put into an analogy on that. I mean, I guess, like, you don't have to be as crisp when you're going and hitting on the 8 rather than when you're going at the 10.
I actually hope Durant can't go in like the first 3 games of the championship.
Well, either way, I mean, if Kevin's there, if he's not there, I don't, the way that they're rolling right now, I don't see another team challenging him for a while.
I like how we're on first name basis here, Kevin.
You like that?
Yes. I do.
Mark?
Yeah, I don't know. I agree, though. I mean, I think either way, I think they might sweep in the championship. Maybe Bucks take one, maybe two.
Mark, what do you think? Anything to add?
Well, I don't know. I could see it going either way. Max, the Trailblazers win is one game. They might take this next game, but I don't think it goes farther than that. As far as the other series, I think it's going to be a little more competitive.
Well, the Raptors played really well today, and they won by 6, and they kind of it felt like they got lucky. And the Bucks didn't play really well. They played okay, and they lost barely. They had chances to win. So To me,
I didn't feel like the Raptors got lucky. They were consistently ahead at the end of the game. And end of the fourth quarter, they were ahead, and Milwaukee was trying to catch up. And then in OT, Raptors were ahead. Milwaukee was trying to catch up. Second OT, you know, it kind of was the theme of the end of the game of Milwaukee falling behind and then just playing catch up. So I don't feel like they got lucky at all.
Well, the reason I said they got lucky is because the Raptors were up at the let's see here. At the 1 minute mark, they're up 5. Okay. And then they let that lead go away. Now, you know it as well as I do. If you tie the game, if you can score 5 points in a minute and hold them to 0 and go into overtime, you feel like you've got the momentum. You're up 2-0. It's like, let's go clean these fuckers out. So that's why I say they get lucky.
Okay. I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a strategy? Giannis fouled out tonight.
Yeah, I saw that. To rest him a little bit.
I was going to say, Raptor strategy. Are the Raptors going to go at him harder?
Yeah.
Well, they can do that. The issue is they don't have a guy like who seeks contact, who's a bona fide scorer like Kawhi, I guess. But
no, James
Harden. Kawhi's more of a pull up. Like he's mastered that mid range, and he's really smooth, and he can finish with either hand. But he's not really a contact getter. And Lowry, I don't know what's the problem with Lowry. They don't have a guy who can take it at you many different ways and get contact and draw fouls.
That's true. Like a younger Paul Millsap or somebody like that that can fucking,
or just a guy that puts pressure, like who constantly attacking. Dude, Danny Green, he went like 0-7, scored like 2 points today, and he was a big name on that DeMar DeRozan trade, and he's a fucking just a bump on a log. So it's like they don't have anybody really who can get you a bucket other than Kawhi, and that's a problem. So.
A bump on a log.
Bump on a log got me too.
He's a piece of shit. He sucks. Dude. Lowry sucks. Without Kawhi, this team would fucking be nowhere. They'd literally probably be one of the worst teams in the East.
I agree. Let's. Did you guys see? I just wanted to talk since we're on the topic of the kind of better teams and who's gonna prevail. Did you guys see the Patriots? Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is Alex there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sorry, your picture went gone, Alex. The Patriots a couple years ago, they let go of Jamie Collins.
Yep.
And then they brought him back this year just now on a $1.7 million deal. Like, he went, got paid off, and they're notorious for this. You think you're bigger than the team? Bye-bye. We'll see you in a few years after you go to the fucking Browns. The old Browns, not the new Browns. And that's a big signing, dude. The Patriots somehow, some way, always get studs and never fucking pay them. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah.
Jamie Collins was huge for them a couple of years ago, too.
And he thought he was bigger than the team, and they're just like, deuces, we pay one guy, and we don't even pay him the max, and that's Tom Brady. So I thought that was a really big signing and crucial for the Patriots because their defense is already pretty ridiculous, and that's a big time name.
Yeah.
You think Patriots are the team to beat?
If you don't, you're kind of silly.
I mean, the Chiefs.
Dude, the Chiefs could be without Tyreek.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen with that. They're already down Kareem.
Saints?
Yeah, they should. It's just,
yeah, maybe you're
it's
right.
Just another year older for Breeze, I mean,
he still has a cannon, dude. I mean, come on, they've gotten so fucked the last 2 years. The Saints, I feel so bad for that community.
The thing, if the reason why
I'm gonna place, they're gonna be my Super Bowl pick again this year, dude. Them or the Chargers. Well,
the reason why I say that is you're not like, dude, if Michael Thomas does this or if Kamara can stay healthy, it's you plug in a guy for the Patriots system and they play. They're just like little ants moving in a direction. The goal is 11-5, and let's get to the playoffs and let Tom Brady take over. That's really what the DNA is. So it's not like, dude, what if fucking Sony Michel goes for 2,000 yards? Well, if that happens, then the league's really fucked more than they already are.
I just feel like they're so potent offensively. Anybody could have a big day. Kamara, Thomas, Breeze. Ingram. I guess not Ingram now, but you name it. And their defense is nasty. Their defense flies around. We talked about this last season. They fucking pound you into the ground.
Right, but what have they done, though, to change the, any different than last season? How did they get better this offseason?
I don't know if they really needed any key players. I'm sure – I didn't follow their draft that closely, but I'm sure – dude, they kept all their core guys. That's number one.
They lost Ingram.
Well, they lost Ingram.
Kamara was obviously the taking over.
Well, that's a core guy.
Ingram's a core guy.
Yeah, really? Absolutely. Well, the thing is, dude, the reason why the Patriots are just ridiculous is they always win the draft. They always have like 19 big picks. They stockpile every year. And what they do, their first pick's a huge receiver out of ASU. A team you liked, Alex. Betting. ASU.
Oh yeah, who drafted him?
Patriots. Kenyle Harry. They're not going to replace Gronk with that, but that's a big boy,
he's a big outside target.
He's
not even going to be a factor this season, bro. Trust me. We talked about this. Rookie guys as receivers coming into the league. Bet. Okay. Not getting 1,000 yards.
Well, they don't need him to. That's not why they got
fully
him.
Capable.
I'm just saying, they always win.
Look at Josh, a freak, and he didn't do shit.
And then they went and got the cornerback who's immediately going to start for them. So it's just, they're obviously the favorites.
Mark, why don't you talk about that facial expression you made when I said the Chargers?
Because they have Philip Rivers, who's like 75 years old.
He might have 75 kids, but he ain't 75.
Yeah, 75 ascots to wear around his neck, too.
The Chargers need to start prepping for the post-Philip Rivers era.
Thought that's what they were going to do with Rosen, but they shit the bed on that one.
Yeah, I mean, thank so God did the Patriots, didn't. And it seems like the Patriots are. They got a quarterback in the draft.
Well, the Patriots have 5 more years.
5?
Wow. Jeez.
I don't know about 5.
That's bold, God.
I mean, Tom Brady says 5, but...
And did you see who they got? The dude out of Georgia?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him before.
No?
No.
What'd you say, Mark?
I'm not like a fucking college player scout, though.
Who did they get? They didn't get Fromm.
No.
No, not Fromm. Stidham. Auburn. My bad. Auburn.
Oh,
Auburn.
He's okay.
Jared Stidham. Dude, he's solid, man. Anyway, let's one more thing on football. Did you guys see Arch Manning?
Wow.
Dude, did you see that?
Yes. Eighth grade?
Yeah. Dominated in the varsity level.
Dude,
3
he's
touchdowns.
Big.
Big boy, dude. Eighth grader.
How tall is he?
I don't know, but he looks fucking big, and he's 13, 14 playing against 17-year-olds.
I saw the clip of the deep ball.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
It was.
Dude, how fast was that white kid running down the sideline on his team?
Dude, speaking of fast white kids, have you guys seen Matt Bowling?
Yes.
No, Mark?
No.
What the
no.
fuck, dude? This guy's breaking records.
He ran
he's
an
like
Olympic
the fastest
100
kid
yard.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy, he's been on like ESPN's
yes.
Instagram lately.
Ted Ginn said, I'll race anybody for 10K, and Bowling said, bet. So we'll see
no
what happens.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. Dude, this kid is so fast. He's lightning fast. He's breaking like records day in and day out. It's
he
just
ran
unfair.
An Olympic time at a fucking like state championship.
High school event?
Yeah. And there was the best video I've heard is like there's this black dude recording and the guy's like so far back because his 4x4 team sucks. And the dude who's in the lead is just running like fast as fuck. And he goes, you better go, boy. And boom, here comes white boy chasing Blackie down and do like a shark, dude. And sure enough, beats him out.
Dude, he blew by him too at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't really see white kids beating black kids at, like, athletic agility shit.
Why is
usually.
That? Why is that? Like, honestly. Because
black guys have a third Achilles, dude.
Okay, but, like, for real, though, why is that? Is that a what?
It's science.
Evolution?
The extra Achilles gives
the
them.
The extra Achilles,
dude
gives
stop,
them.
Stop, you guys. There's no extra Achilles. My real question is that like the one benefit of slavery?
What? That's fucked
is
up.
Is it?
I ain't going there.
Yeah.
Well, dude, they used to breed.
That's Alex Green, Alex Mangubat.
No, this is like a serious question because there's nothing good that ever came from it. But except for that they were breeding the best of the best all the time.
Next.
Okay. Just curious.
Breeding?
I mean,
I don't want to use breeding and black people in the same sentence.
I'm just saying that, I mean, you guys started the conversation. I'm asking the question.
Yeah. I know you're saying this very innocently, but...
I'm sticking to my third Achilles answer.
Not going there. All
right.
Anyway.
There needs to be some science there.
How do we even go
it
on?
It really needs to be done. So... I want to talk about the Yankees. They're like 5-1 since we talked last. Balling.
They're crushing.
Told you
it,
guys, man. They're fucking balling, bro.
13-5 today against the Rays, man.
For all you listeners, I hope you jumped on that wagon.
Yeah, dude. They put it on. They were tied in the fifth inning or sixth inning, and then boom! All of a sudden, onslaught.
They have that lineup, man. Even with the fill-ins, they're just so stacked. They spend money.
Yeah, that's the one thing
they
do. They
spend money, all right. LeMahieu's pretty sick. Yeah.
Everybody bitch about the Padres going out and getting Machado. Well, it's like if they went out and got fucking 7 or 8 Machados, they'd be balling.
That's reaching.
All right, you know what I mean. Big ticket guys.
I don't want
Judge
7 Machados.
Fucking.
1 Machado is hard to deal
with. No, I don't think anybody does. Next up, Machado, Jesus. Machado. And in the hole, Machado, Machado, Machado.
Interesting. The Yankees started Chad Green today.
That's a reliever, right?
Yeah.
How many did he go?
Gave
like
up
4?
No, he went 1 2/3. Gave up 2 runs.
They're trying that small ball shit, huh?
Yeah, what is that? I don't really understand that. Joe Maddon came up with that?
No, I think the guy from the A's tried it.
I don't know exactly where it came from.
Saying basically you can't get like a read on the pitcher if he's only in for an inning.
Yeah, I think that's the idea, but
yeah, give me Chris Sale or Clayton for maybe not Clayton. Chris Sale or like Syndergaard for 6 or 7.
Dude, when you go. So I hate taking pitchers out of their element. It's like when you have a closer and you put them in a tied game,
yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah.
They blow it almost 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Putting a guy who's used to coming in at the end of the game in to start, it's a whole different mentality and a whole different just outlook on how you're going to approach it. It's a different approach. Starting a game, you have so much lead up. It's just different.
Hey, did you guys see that Wilder fight last night?
I saw the highlights of the
2
knockout.
2 minutes, dude? Jesus Christ. That knockout was brutal. Did you guys
Fred,
see what I retweeted?
Who the fuck was that scrub? I mean, he literally, when he hit the ground, I was, when they were standing up, it's like, he's out of shape. When he hit the ground, I have never seen so much flubber flying around on a fucking boxer's body. It was like
he's a heavyweight.
This guy had he had liposuction, and his fucking tits were fucking bouncing down to his dick. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was, dude. He's like a soft a putty. That's what he reminded me of, like Stretch Armstrong putty.
Yeah.
But
what's Wilder's record?
He's undefeated. He's drawn one time with Fury. And that's the fight we need to see is either Fury Wilder, Joshua. Mark, we were talking about this earlier. Or, I mean, really, it's Joshua fucking Wilder. That's the fight we need. And that's really the next thing. Fury, that's cool.
I would take Fury Joshua. I would take Fury Wilder again.
Wilder's the scariest man on the planet. Joshua is there too. Fury, I don't know, dude. I mean... He's not
he
to me.
In there.
He is, but he's not to me. He's not like that type of a draw.
I've never seen Joshua fight, but just his fucking the way he's going about all this makes me feel like he's a bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't want to catch the fucking vapors of Deontay Wilder, dude.
But then again, I feel the same way about Floyd, and nobody's ever beat him, too, so.
Yeah. Well.
He's probably just waiting for the right time. Catch Wilder at the right time, and then talk shit the rest of his life.
I don't know if there is a right time, dude. That fool's young. I think he's like 28.
Yeah, Wilder is pretty young. I mean, both of them, Wilder and Joshua.
Oh, no, Wilder's 33, dude. Fuck. Joshua's the 29-year-old one.
God damn, how do you get so yoked at 29? Dude, I'm over here lifting almost every day. Can't put an ounce on.
You're just naturally a bitch, that's all.
DNA, dude? Are you going to blame it on my
Probably.
Parents?
Yeah, Mark, yeah. You were never a slave.
Ancestry, dude. Blame it on Ancestry.com.
Joshua's from England, bro.
And?
Going to Fred's slave comment.
So was
I. Said, Mark, you've never been a slave.
Neither has Joshua.
Debatable.
All right. I'm going to call next on that. Mark was my slave in high school. He was my little bitch. He used to put his finger in my pocket.
Look out of here. I was Liam's slave, dude. I had to drive that fool around everywhere. Fucking Liam's personal chauffeur.
To this day, still can't return the favor. Shout out to Liam. Fuck you.
Hey, I know you guys are golfers, dude. Did you guys see Brooks Koepka almost smoked the fucking 7.7 shot lead?
Dude, he was fucking crushing it. Yeah, 7-stroke lead coming in today. Man, I'd be nervous with Dustin behind me too, but...
Yeah, at one point it was live minus 20,000, Brooks. And when DJ made that run and Brooks started fucking up a little, it went from minus 20,000 to minus 200. And DJ went from plus 13,000 to plus 135.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Vegas was probably shitting their pants.
I saw Twitter. I saw Twitter, what are they called? Not a meme, but it was a picture of Koepka.
Yeah.
Hollering at some dime piece, and it just said, this guy gets it.
Yeah. It's true. Dude, that guy, that idiot we were talking about like a month ago that put all that money on Tiger, you guys know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put like a quarter of his winnings on Tiger winning the Grand Slam, all four, and he didn't, obviously. And so, I mean, the guy's just a fucking idiot, dude, a degenerate.
He put a quarter of his...
Yeah.
What a dipshit.
I know. On winning all four, like, talk about overreaction Sunday, dude. Like,
oh my God. Shout out to that guy. Go fuck yourself, first of
right.
all. What right. a dumbass.
And dude, then to top that, some other guy
that's
took
hilarious.
The exact opposite bet for Tiger not to win all four of them, put 20 G's on it. Guess how much he netted on that?
1,000.
Less.
500.
$500.
That's smart. It's a smart bet.
That's not a smart bet. Put 20K to win 500.
The risk reward's terrible, but dude, to win the Grand Slam against Tiger, fuck, dude. He's how old? Come on. He probably came out of the fucking Masters limping. Like,
yeah, but dude, you are all about value. Tell me how there's any value.
I would never
in that.
Bet that. But okay. That is very likely to hit. Hence the odds.
Right. Well, I mean, there's always bets out there, minus 1,000. Wilder was, I think, minus like 1,200 yesterday.
I get
like,
where you're going with this. They're both fucking idiots. And yeah. If I had them on the podcast right now, I'd shame them hardcore.
Right.
What's up with Brooks Koepka?
Koepka.
Koepka. What? Have you guys, I don't pay attention to golf that closely. Have you guys?
He's submerged the last couple of years. He's been up there in a couple leaderboards. I mean, he was.
Barstool's all up on his jock.
Yeah.
Well, because he was hollering at the hoes.
Yeah. I don't like him. I said it
a couple
times.
There was literally a screenshot of him talking to some bad bitch today at
I thought
during
that
his
was
round.
His wife.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. That's what I assumed.
I don't think it was.
Not everybody's above board like you, Mark.
Dude, I don't know. I saw something and it was like, oh, he's going to hear it at home or something. Well, it was, no, you know who it was? It was Rex Chapman, dude. He posted on Twitter.
Oh, Blocker Charge Man?
Yeah. Best Twitter ever. Yeah. After yours, Fred. But he posted him walking and says, I guess he just said Blocker Charge.
That's all he posts, dude.
It's great.
It is.
I assume that was his wife or girlfriend. Anyway, whatever. Yeah, I've
seen
a lot about him lately, and it's not like before today.
Right.
I've seen a lot.
Hey, Mark, what kind of lampshade you got there in the back, bro?
Yeah, Mark.
What is that?
Leprechaun hat?
Is that a what is that?
Oh, like over there?
Yeah.
All of his used condoms just taped together.
Actually, when Amanda went to Ireland 2 years ago,
I took all the
pictures from her trip. I printed
all the condoms he used when she was gone.
So all the pictures from her trip, I printed on slides
to whack off with.
So the like lampshade is made out of slides from her trip, and the centerpiece, I don't know if you can see, is a bottle of Jameson.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know, dude.
That's how Red stays in the game, Alex.
Dude, he goes the extra mile, man.
Oh, shit.
If you want to wife it up, that's what you got to do, man.
That's crazy, bro. All right, so I'll leave you guys with this.
The Nugget.
A's Royals been playing absolutely terrible. I'm going to start betting on them.
Why do you like the Royals, dude? The Royals have so much speed on their team. It's ridiculous, but they have no power.
I know
no pitching.
Today's day and age, they really don't. Their pitching's kind of weak. I like young teams, man. I like young teams. Obviously, you guys know why I like the A's. I don't really need to explain that.
No, I don't know why.
I mean,
no,
what?
No, you're going to have to explain that one.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to have to explain both of them.
Why? You guys are the fucking fantasy guys. You guys tell me.
You can't sell me on Chris Davis for the A's, okay?
Dude,
I hate Chris Davis. He should not be in the MLB, bro.
That's a reach, but
that guy needs to fucking go get a new pair of eyes.
He led the MLB in homers, so yeah,
he might.
What was that? Fucking a decade ago?
No, you're talking you're talking about the dude from the Orioles,
Chris with a K, bro.
K, bro.
Oh,
Chris
you're
Middleton.
Talking about. I thought, where is Crash Davis playing?
Dude,
anyway?
Set the record like a month ago for Ofer, dude. He went like 0 for like 60, and he's out of that, but I think he's back on a new Ofer.
Okay. No. I want to hear this. Why are you going to bet the Kansas City Royals are 16-31?
It's fucking terrible. Because I'm taking teams that I think have a lot more. Like I said, I'm going to go back to this again. In baseball, it all comes full circle. I think these teams are playing way below their potential. I've watched them both play. I agree. Royals, probably the lesser of the two. But I like the way that they play. I think they're young. I think that they're coming out to play. I think they've just made a lot of rookie mistakes that hopefully as the season goes on, they learn from it and start to actually win games. But the A's, man, dude, the A's should not be in last place in their division. They are way – I think they're in last place in their division. Hold on. They are – yeah, they're 22-25. They're fucking – God, dude.
I don't
– Look at this.
I don't hate the A's lineup. I don't love
what,
it.
Where's their weakness? I mean, you tell me, Mark. Like, dude, they're in my opinion, their lineup's pretty stacked. Simeon's good. Chapman's good. Pinder's okay. Davis is good. Piscotty rakes.
The second half of their lineup's pretty weak.
Okay, after Piscotty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. But, dude, I mean, come on. They have six guys who can fucking all hit. Their pitching's pretty good.
Hmm.
Who pitched today? Dude, they've got Fierce. He's pretty good.
So the A's, they did sweep. They swept the Tigers, they just swept. They're on a roll.
I'm jumping on them, man. Baseball, I've learned you always bet on or against streaks. I'm betting on a fucking team that's been playing way, way below their potential. Dude, when the Yankees came into town, all healthy, minus, what's his name, Stanton, they got waxed. They were like 2-3, 3-2, 2-1 ball games, and the fucking A's held out. So
okay, so
they impressed
me. You love the Yankees. The Royals play the Cardinals and then the Yankees.
Tough lineup.
So you want to wait till they play after that they play the White Sox and the Rangers.
I'm telling you, just fucking ride them money line all day.
Even against the Yankees?
Yep. I'm jumping Yankees right now. I think their fucking sweet train's over. I think they're probably a little bit worn down and tired. They don't have the depth. They're going to start. Is that game in Kansas City? Or is that series in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Travel's going to start to wear on them. Kansas City, baby. Roll with it, Fred.
Interesting.
Great multiplier for your parlay. You're probably going to get plus something at home.
I'm off parlays, thanks to Mark.
What do you mean?
Yeah, dude, our little talk on the way home from Vegas got Fred off the parlay train.
Really? You know, I was thinking about that. There is a missing element to it.
To what? What do you mean?
To you saying it's exactly the same.
What's the missing element?
The odds.
The odds go way fucking down on a parlay, you mean?
No, the odds are different. The odds change after the Yankees win 5 games in a row, 6 games in a row, 7 games in a row, the odds are going to drastically change as you go. Whereas with a parlay, you lock in your odds beforehand. So you're
Yeah, but you can't parlay the Yankees for today, tomorrow, and the next day.
But that was Mark's theory. If you just made one bet and rolled it.
No, what he was saying is if I like 5 games today and I bet on $20 on the Yankees this morning and then in the afternoon I want to bet Real Madrid, Barcelona, the Warriors, and the Bucks, to put it all on one ticket or to bet it individually and just roll it is the same thing. That's what he was saying, and that's what I thought was different.
And again,
and I thought
the odds are likely to change. If I make my bet at 9 a.m., are you telling me the Warriors spread or Barcelona spread might not change by the evening?
Yeah, it might, but what if fucking Messi doesn't play?
What if it helps you?
Yeah, exactly.
Your argument could go both ways.
If you're talking...
No, it's really not, Alex. That's what you and I were like. Dude, fuck off, Mark. It's a 3x, 4x, 5x, 6x multipliers. That's what we were thinking.
Also, in the way that they organize all the games in every sport, that's not possible.
To what? That's why parlays exist.
That's the only reason they exist.
That's the reason they exist.
Why? Because
so you can bet games at the same time.
Yeah.
Trust me, dude. I didn't want to admit that Mark was right, but he is.
Well,
it's hard for me to admit it after, especially after I've yelled.
I'm not arguing that he's wrong. I'm arguing that it's not better the other way.
It is better the other way because you're not locked into praying to God that all 5 teams win. You have some flexibility. You can pocket some winnings and readjust rather than just make a fucking $75 Hail Mary and just...
Well, then your parlay doesn't pay the same.
It would.
Pocket winnings.
No, it wouldn't pay the same, no. But at the same time, you're not sitting there sweating it out, texting Mark and I, guys, I need North fucking Bakersfield to pull it out, and they're winning.
UC Santa Barbara.
And they're winning by 15 and end up losing by a point. Like, that
doesn't
happen. Shots
fired.
North Bakersfield. They should come up with a North Bakersfield University.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, I was telling Fred he's overreacting a little bit. There's a place for parlays, but they're not something to live by.
No, they're fun though. I like playing parlays.
I don't think they're fun. I think they're the devil.
Oh man.
Dude, earlier this year I got so fucked on parlays. Remember that one weekend?
That's my point.
I got to the last game like 3 days in a row on 5 and 6 game parlays.
The only reason I like them is if you're going to hedge it and you don't get away from your hedge and you lock in the hedge. Like you just say, I'm doing it. That's it. Because usually you get greedy and then you end up losing everything. If you hedge it, if you can get to the final or the second to last game, that's the only reason I like parlays.
Yeah.
But I don't
even. That was the last time I had a parlay. It was. Fred, you and I both had the same. I think we bet the same thing, and we had that Angels Yankees game,
dude,
that went into extras.
And I put 50 more bucks on it.
Fred kept doubling down, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and Fred's like, "I feel it, I feel it, I feel it." He's doubling.
I remember. Doubling down. You guys didn't win that?
No. So eventually, like, I'm literally driving home from school the whole time, and. After about 3 innings, it went back and forth. After 3 innings, I was like, fuck it. And I cashed out. And Fred was over there doubling down.
Yeah. What do you mean you cashed out?
I hedged it and called it a day.
Oh.
I was like, fuck it. I'm hedging this. Call it a day. And Fred's over there like, I'm feeling it.
God damn it.
Gotta love it, dude.
Oh, man. Fuck, man, you bring back some memories I've had over the years, Fred.
Dude.
Just fucking... Dude, why... See, I'm the guy who gets to the last game, and I'm like, I like this team. I'm not going to bet against them.
Yeah, see, that's my own dumbass self starts talking to me like that. And instead of being cool with $150 free dollars, nah, fuck it. I'm rolling 5 or nothing.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right, well, let's wrap it up.
The woes of gambling, yeah.
I'll be gone next week, so.
We'll be figuring it out.
We will figure it out.
We'll still be coming live hot off the presses for those of you listeners out there. Still rocking with Saucy
TBD.
Picks.
Next week, we're going to give you guys a breakdown of the championship games once we figure out what that is. I think maybe the next podcast, too, let's try to pick a World Series winner, Fred. So keep that in mind this week.
Got mine.
Astros?
It's a good guess.
It ain't going to happen. No, it ain't happening. That's wishful thinking.
For all those podcast listeners, Fred just threw up the LA.
And that's the OG LA for you fucking red bitches.
Yeah, the Angels, right?
Yeah, no.
Mark, is your Angels going to make the playoffs?
No.
If they trade Trout, yes.
They trade Trout to who? And they ain't trading
Padres.
Trout.
If they trade Trout, that's like Chris Fierro trading Bellinger right now. You'd hate to do it, but it'd be the best move.
Wow.
Just receive a bounty of picks and shit.
As a Dodgers fan, you're saying to trade Bellinger right now.
No. In fantasy.
In fantasy, yeah.
Oh.
In fantasy, Bellinger's a hard sell right now.
Yeah.
As long as you can get something for him.
Right. But if you said to the Astros, like, hey, we'll give you Trout for Springer and, like, Correa or something.
They wouldn't do it.
Probably not. Just move down the list from there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Nah, dude, they can't. They're like I kind of bring it back to what Tony Gwynn was for the Padres.
Yeah.
I feel like Mike Trout will be that.
Kobe for the Lakers. But yeah. Except Trout will be have his hand bare at the end of all of it.
That's fine.
Not filled up.
Rivers for the Chargers.
Yeah, barehanded, exactly.
I feel like
hand up an ass.
I feel like baseball overall career, I guess, whatever you can say, acumen isn't measured by championships as much. Not as much as basketball or even football.
Yeah, it's not, because baseball is also has a lot of controversy around it, always, it seems. Like, who's testing positive, who isn't, who's doing stupid shit. That Trout stays out of all that, but, I mean, in all the other sports, it's kind of encouraged. Like, hey, dude, get big.
Patrick Peterson, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, I know. Six games. Four games. Or, yeah, six.
I think it was six. Man.
But
I'm not surprised when anyone in the NFL tests positive.
Right.
And they don't even really cover it.
They
it's
were
like
talking about
one
it.
One social media
post. Unless Tom Brady tested positive, then that it would be all hell would break loose. But, yeah, I mean, you're right.
That
dude.
Would almost be comical.
Peyton tested positive and nobody even cares.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Because of his neck issue. But still, dude, you're like, you're taking a banned substance.
Hmm.
Wasn't that like a 1 or 2 week span or something? Like,
nah, I think he got, I don't know. That was a long time.
It seemed like they downplayed it so much. He got like favorable treatment.
Yeah. He probably did, dude, because he's.
Maybe it was four games.
Out there singing with Brad Paisley.
That was the year they won. That was the year they won, and he could barely throw it 10 yards. And that defense fucking balled
Von
the fuck
Miller
out. Yep.
And Cam Newton folded, yeah.
That's right. Cam Newton fucking cried like a little bitch on the field.
Yep.
Oh, my leg, my head. Oh, they're targeting me. My name's Cam. I'm a little bitch. LeBron's
you can't
my best
lie.
Friend.
They do target Cam, though, and he gets no calls.
Yeah, okay.
They do target him.
Dude, nobody division. Targets anybody. Everybody's
Bullshit.
A fucking target.
No, they target Cam for sure.
Probably because he's a fucking punk. Like, anyway. Dude, they don't target Brady and Rivers or Andrew Luck because Andrew Luck gets up and goes, whoa, man, nice hit. Wow, that was a good one. Like, how do you have any ill intention on a guy like that? You don't. But Cam's out there probably like, do that shit again, bitch. You know, like,
yeah.
See what happens. I'm going to dust you or some stupid ass shit. And that's why he's getting lit up. It's all self-induced.
True.
I used to like Cam. After these last two seasons, man, not a fan. But anyway, yo, let's wrap it up. I'm tired. Got a 5 a.m. workout.
That's what I like to hear, baby.
Ciao, boys.
Spin class.
Barry's boot camp, nigga.
All right, peace.
Spin class. The fuck out of here.